You see, he gave authority to the earth, or of the earth to man. So in order for him to take back the authority, he had to come through the womb as a man. I'm going to go a little deep on you here. Everything that Jesus did, he did it as a man. Help me, Holy Ghost. Quiet on that side again. He did it as a man. Son of man. I'm going to say it again. Everything he did, defeating the devil, destroying the works of the devil, he did it as a man. He did nothing as God. He did whatever he saw his Father doing as the Son of God. See, that's where the devil tried him. He said, if you be the Son. See, Adam was the first Son of God. Let me say it again. Adam was the Son of God. Okay. I'm going to be patient here, just because I want, because somebody's going to get it. A son of God, listen, a son of God is one that is born of God. Adam had no parents. A man and a woman didn't come together to get Adam. God created Adam. Angels, read your Bible, angels are called sons of God. Why? Angels don't have parents. There wasn't a man and a woman came together to create angels. God created the angels. Jesus is called the Son of God. Why? Joseph and Mary didn't come together to have Jesus. The Holy Ghost came, and Jesus came through the womb. Listen, we are called sons of God. Why? Because I'm not saved because I go to church. Something happened in my spirit that man didn't do. God did it. I have a witness on the inside. I've been changed. I've been freed up. Man didn't do it. A preacher didn't do it. God himself. That's why it's personal. You got to know him. Otherwise, you don't know him. You can do all the things in the world you want to do, but until you know him, until he comes to you, you are not a son of God. You can be in church all your life and be lost until you know him. Let me tell you something. Can't nobody tell me today God doesn't love me. Now, that may sound shallow to some, but that's the problem in the church today. Folk don't understand that God loves them and how much he loves the sinner. Not willing that any should be lost. It's the mercy, the long-suffering of God that drew us. In all the stuff I sold, all the women, all the stuff that God was still being merciful. While I was without strength. While I was every Friday night thinking how I'm going to throw away my money, where I'm going, what I'm going to drink, and all this stuff, God was still merciful. He was looking. Saying, you know, I'm going to find an opportunity to knock on his heart. I'm going to orchestrate some circumstances that's going to get his attention. I'm going to get him alone and put that hole in his heart to where it's not satisfying to him anymore. And hopefully he'll respond to it. Everybody that got saved, it was God that saved them. Amen. Not a preacher, not a man, not a woman. It was the Lord himself, the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, you got to know him for yourself. Amen. You got to know him for yourself. You got to know him for yourself. Come on, I said you got to know him for yourself. That doesn't mean that I knew everything about him, because I didn't. Because I needed to be taught. You need to be taught. That's what the fivefold ministry are for. For the perfecting of saints. Edifying of the body of Christ. Until we all, that's right. Till we are perfected in Him. Till we are mature in Him. Give me Luke chapter 10. 10, verse 30. I want to give you an example. Because religion doesn't cut it. Religion can be cold. You know, long as you're doing. But see, with salvation, it's not doing. Doing is the fruit of the tree. The root of the tree is being. Let me say it again. The fruit is the doing. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. But the root of it is being. If the root has been rotted out, the fruit is going, if there is any fruit, it's not going to be good fruit. So let's read here a story. I'll call it a religious story. Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Jericho was where thousands of priests and Levites actually lived and served. And he fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Now let's pause there for a moment. This is a priest. One that's serving God every day. As a matter of fact, he was headed to Jericho to serve God. But he saw someone. It wasn't even a Samaritan. It was someone of his own culture on the side of the road bleeding, but he was late for his meeting. So he said, if I touch him, then I'll be unclean. And according to ceremonial law, I'll have to wash and I have to stay away for so many days and all of that. And I can't miss this meeting. So he saw him. Look, he said, get it back up. He looked. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side, making sure I ain't letting none of that touch me and make me unclean. You know, there's a tendency in the church world today to look down the nose at people. I remember how I felt that first service that I went to with a big afro because everybody had low haircuts and, you know, everything. And I had on platform shoes. But that's all I had. But my heart has been changed. Getting quiet on the east side now. My heart has been changed. But to feel the jeer or the sneers of people. What he doing in here? Little did they know I was after God. And thank God he had given me a boldness in my heart. I didn't care what folk thought. You don't know sometimes where people are coming from. What they've had to struggle with. What they just broke out of. How did they just got out of the jaws of the devil. And you want to judge them because of what they look like. And they just got there. See, that's the phony, hypocritical church today. Judging people by what they look like. What they drive. Where they live. How much money they give. That's all religious stuff. This priest saw and passed over. How many of y'all? Right next door to your house. Somebody in your immediate family. Somebody in your distant family. You know the need, but you ain't. No, I'm passing by on the other side. Uncle Bobo, I know how he is. That's a religious spirit. Religious. Jesus called the religious people hypocrites. They honor me with their mouth, but their heart. See, serving God sometimes will cost you something. I remember I'm saying this because God wanted me to testify about it. We used to do street service on Avenue D. And, I mean, there were lots of people that would show up. And I mean, one night, a guy rode a bicycle, a little bike. This was a guy maybe in his 20s or so at the time, or maybe in his 30s, all the way from Miami. At least that's what he said. And as hungry as he was, as tired as he was, I believed him. And so we took, you know, I had compassion. I had to learn some things. I had compassion. I said, you know, come on, you can stay with us. This was before, I think it was before Trevor was born and before Joe and my wife and I, just, she might have been carrying Trevor, I don't know, but we took him home and kept him that weekend, you know, and fed him. I mean, fed him real good, let him stay in the room. But the house that we were living in at the time had no alarm system on it. You know, we just in a real nice, kind of, we thought it was a nice neighborhood. And you know, so he stayed there with us that weekend. I gave him a pair of penny loafers. They were one of my favorite because they were so comfortable. You know, they wasn't the best looking shoe, but they were comfortable shoes. And I was impressed to give him my penny loafers. And they fit him perfect. That Monday, I took him to Manpower. You know, I wanted to try to see that, you know, gave him clothes and stuff to wear. You know, we were just going to, you know, really invest in. I took him to Manpower. And that day when I came home, I said, something ain't right. Went in the back and the back window had been broken open. Went in, the microwave was gone. All kind of stuff was gone that had been laid out was gone. Man, you talking about being angry and violated. But that wasn't enough. We gave a police report and all that, and so went to work next day. Came back the next day. And what he didn't get, he got. So I can kind of understand the priest saying, I ain't got time for this. We learned a lesson, but that wasn't the norm. Amen. You know, something like that will close your heart off to people. You ain't trusting nobody now. You're looking at everybody like... It took us a little while, but you know, let me just share how God blessed us with that. You know, we got a lot of stuff, didn't get it back. We went and purchased stuff. We were in, I think it was Sears one day, and we had to replace a microwave, so we were going to upgrade. And this was way back in the early 90s, maybe, yeah, early 90s, maybe 90, 91. And so we were there looking, and they had a sale that was going to go on like the next day. We were there a day early, so we picked out the one we wanted. It was upgrade too. And it was like, yeah, okay, we'll get this, we'll replace, you know, and so things starting to kind of settle. And so I told the lady what we wanted. We chopped around a little bit and we were about to leave, and she said, well, you can come and get your microwave now. I said, well, no, we're not gonna get it till tomorrow. She says, no, she said, it's already been paid for. I said, what? She said, somebody came in and paid for it for you. I said, what? See, that's how God began the healing process. Amen. You understand? So no matter what the devil means for evil, amen, God has a way, amen, of healing the wound.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.